And now we look at the gospel, where we see, you know, the theme that we're talking about is the Lord is close. You got to see it, though. And so this is what this text is about, right? And so it goes, there was a scholar of the law who stood up to test him. That's quite important, you know. Is this guy really smart? Does he know what he's talking about? I'm going to find out, you see. Ek piradzon afton, testing him, putting him to the test. Doesn't say it's malevolent, just says he's putting him to the test. And so he says, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Now, they used to say, the rabbis had this phrase among themselves, recite the whole Torah while you stand on one foot, meaning sum it up. That's what he's asking Jesus to do. Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? He said in reply, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Now, as you know, this text and this parable are unique to Luke. And they can be found there in Luke, as you can look up it in your missal. This is Luke 10, starting with verse about 25. Okay. Now, he said, you see, I'm looking at the wrong side of this. You have answered correctly. But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Now that question means, who, how far out do I extend this, right? Even the word Ra, you know, means kind of the one's close. That's why we translate it neighbor, right? You know, how far out do I have to go and still have somebody qualify as my neighbor? I'm at the center and I judge. What does Jesus do? He says, no, you're not the center. The other person is the center. And that's how you judge. So, a man fell victim as he went down to robbers. A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. That's that road down. You go downhill all the way to Jericho. And you can go uphill if you can. It's a long walk. Anyway, and left. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Don't want to get involved. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Actually, same thing. Don't want to get involved. That's the priest and the Levite, the biggest big shots in Israel. They walk right by him. He's not my neighbor. Because neighbor is how, you know, close to a certain degree. We're going to find out our Lord has a very different notion of what neighbor is. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. Explanisis, from splankna, the innards, the guts. He was moved in his being, seeing this man. You see? He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. Okay. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. Now, which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, the one who treated him with mercy. I think there's a cautious scholarly word in there someplace. No, sorry. No, I'm thinking of the Pharisee when the woman, you know, came into the party and wept and washed Jesus' feet, and Jesus told the story about the creditor dismissing a huge debt, and the Pharisee careful. He, I would suppose, to whom the larger debt was forgiven. He doesn't want to get too committed. Anyway, this one's different. Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, the one who treated him with mercy. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. If you see somebody in trouble, help him. Go and do likewise. Now, do you see what's happened to this question of neighbor? Notice what Jesus' answer was. Who was neighbor to the robber's victim? Not, how far from me as the center do I extend this? The other person is the center, not me. That means everybody is my neighbor. Even the people I don't like, they're my neighbor. And if I want to get to heaven, the basic commandment, which comes right from the old law, love your neighbor as yourself. And that's okay if it's really like my cousin down the street. When it's a total stranger. Now remember, Samaritans and Jews were at loggerheads, right? The Jews in the South despised them because a lot of them were foreigners. You see, the Assyrians, when they conquer, they take all the local people, put them somewhere else, and take all the other people and put them there. And so the new residents are totally dependent on the conquering nation. They'll be loyal, you can bet your boots on that, because they'll be surrounded by people who don't like them. But the big government that conquered will look after them. That's the Samaritan. Of course, that happened a couple centuries before our Lord's telling this story, several centuries. But the tension was that kind of a tension. You're not really Jews, you know. You have your own law, you have your own, you know, you're not. And that's the guy. So he wasn't close to him. They didn't live together. The Samaritan lived in the north, he lived in the south. They weren't ideologically or religiously close to one another. So how is he neighbor? He's neighbor because he wills it. Jesus asked the questions. Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? Oh, the one who treated him with mercy, obviously. So neighbor doesn't mean proximity, it means love. Understand? In other words, there's no limit to who's a neighbor. You can be a neighbor to anybody you want. If you love them, speak to them, help them, you're a neighbor. If you never saw them before or never see them again, you're a neighbor. This is very important, isn't it? In other words, neighborhood, if that's a word, neighborness, whatever, you see, is what? It's in the heart of the believer, not in the other person. I am neighbor to everybody I want to be neighbor to. And that better be everybody, because if I leave one out, the Lord's liable to say, how come you didn't help me? Well, I don't want to hear that. Now, it doesn't mean that you go broke, you're going nuts, but it does mean that you realize that neighbor is everybody. Neighbor is everybody. And so now you need wisdom from the Holy Spirit to know how to act that out. But you see how this revelation, and that's why the church takes that text from Deuteronomy. You don't have to go up to heaven to keep the law. You don't have to go down to Sheol. You see, just love your neighbor. And that's why it's put there. It's in your heart. It's in your lips. You know what to do. And sometimes, you know, we'll forget and do stuff because we want to. It's somebody we want to serve, help. And one day, we're going to find that person and he's going to say, thanks a lot, you know. Because of me that you're in heaven. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Think of all the stories. I'll tell you a story myself. St. Francis, if you remember, was walking back from Perugia to Assisi, and he bumped into a leper. And he embraced him and helped him. And that night, it was Christ who appeared to him and said, that was me. I looked like a leper, didn't I? And you embraced me. Well, I had a very holy old aunt. She's dead now. Love St. Anthony, my goodness. And prayed for me every day since I was conceived. Since my mother knew I was conceived. So, she's now in her 90s, and I'm sitting there, and she says, you know, I was reading the life of St. Francis. And she told me about that incident, and I said, yeah. She said, you know, one day I was on the bus going down to meet my husband. In those days, the buses in New York were a good place to be. And I was all dressed. I had my mink coat and everything on. I was going to whatever. And a woman came on. She was black. She was missing part of a leg. And her face was all broken out. She sat right next to me. She had a little box. And she was jingling it. There were coins in it. And she started to hum. She was begging so she could exist. My aunt, who had the gift of talking to anybody anytime, said, oh, you have a lovely voice, dear. And they began to talk a little bit. Well, they both got off. My aunt, I never heard this story before. See, my aunt's telling me now because she'd read about St. Francis seeing Jesus that night. So the Lord was telling her something, right? So she said, so the woman said, will you hug me? And she's my answer. I'm all dressed up. And I hugged her. And the woman was very grateful. And, you know, and she looks at me and says, you don't think. You don't think. Like awestruck. I said, yeah, ma'am, that was Jesus. And it just blew her away. That the Lord told her before heaven, that was me. That you embraced. I was that black lady, you know, with syphilis and all the rest, and you hugged me. I will never forget that. I will never forget it. You see, and that's what our Lord is saying. Who was neighbor to that lady on the bus? My good Aunt Mary. She chose to be neighbor and loved her. And so you see, neighbor is up to us. When I walk down the street, there's my neighbor, there's my neighbor, there's my neighbor. If I act like neighbor to them, isn't that beautiful? That's why they take as its first reading, the law is in your heart. You don't have to go anywhere for it. You don't have to go up to heaven to get it. It's standing right there in front of you, this woman who needs help and affection, and there she is. You don't have to go anywhere. And that's why they put it there. And then between that and I'm Christ is who is the Lord? And you have all those texts, you see, that talk about he's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things. That's the one we help. That's the one we talk to. That's the one who will come at judgment day and say, thank you. You forgave me when I offended you. You fed me when I was hungry. You just treated me like a human being. And so that's the gospel that concludes this lesson for the day.